From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
The men of Marvelly were recently engaged in a social intervention reproductive health workshop geared towards bolstering peace-building efforts at governance in the community to facilitate social cohesion. Social cohesion refers to a community's ability to set shared goals and rules and to act cooperatively in defining, monitoring, and counteracting social conflict and undesirable behavior. Stay with us to find out more on today's edition of CSJP in 5. I'm Anjuie James-Solyes. The Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, in partnership with the Greater Marvelly Consultative Committee Benevolent Society, hosted a citizens' conference on the theme Make Our Community Safe Again. One of the outcomes from that conference was to engage the young men of the community in areas such as sexuality, social media, conflict resolution, as well as values and attitudes.
We found that persons who we would definitely want to serve in a more comprehensive way. We're not necessarily at the conference, so we thought of youth, and specifically we thought of young men, because the collaboration that was done at the time with CSJP saw that men, if we are able to engage them, then some of the activities that we are trying to prevent, if not certainly reduce.
President of the Greater Marvelly Consultative Committee Benevolent Society, Sylvester Anderson. As such, the CSJP and the Benevolent Society hosted the first of a series of workshops on reproductive health.
We now have to go back and see what other areas we can turn around and help them with. Certainly, healthy lifestyle should be a part of it as well. And we are going to certainly work with conflict resolution and do a more fulsome presentation on those two areas.
The 18-year-old organization serves members in and around the Greater Marvelly area, which starts from Marvelly and continues to Calabar Mews, onto Valentine Gardens, up to a section of Pembroke Hall, and back to Marvelly.
We try to foster greater relationships between the citizens and the police, and we have now enhanced the program to include the Citizen Security and Justice Program and their initiatives. That will also have certain CBOs being a part of it. CBOs include youth clubs, the parenting group, and student association.
The purpose of the workshop was to provide a forum for the young men of Marvelly to discuss reproductive health, proper hygiene, the importance of getting their prostate tests done as they get older, and the impact sexting can have on their present and future careers.
So we need to have more of these sessions, and I really want to applaud CSJP for the work that they are doing in the community, and particularly the work that they are doing with the Greater Marvelly Consultative Benevolent Society, as we seek to carry out our mandate of trying to enhance relationships and
40 young men aged 18 to 35 years benefited from the workshop. Among them is 20-year-old Clive Gilzine.
I learned from it, of course. We all did, as men, the whole world did learn from it.
Clive is a resident of Marvelly, and he's been a member of the Greater Marvelly Consultative Committee Benevolent Society for the past 5 years. CSJP supports this and similar interventions through funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, UK Department for International Development, and Global Affairs Canada. That's it for this week's program. I'm Anjuie James-Solyes. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.